Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Advent is about the coming of the Messiah. It is followed by Christ's nativity, Christmas, but it's not really a pre-birthday season. It's a pre-Messiah season. The Messiah was known to be on his way well prior to his birth, well prior to his conception, and well prior to the giving of the law of Moses and the covenant to Abraham and the carving out by God of a people for himself. God delivers all his people, and he sends a Savior to do it. And the Savior was foretold from old, the Messiah was prophesied, and he would become the King of the nations, and he would be the hope to the Gentiles. Gentiles are a people outside of the covenant of God. Before the coming of Christ, it was those who were not descendants of Abraham, those who didn't receive the blessing through Jacob, and who are not of the 12 tribes of Israel. Those were the Gentiles. Now, on the other hand, all the earth was created by God, and all the people therein. All people are descended from Adam and Eve, and after the flood, all are descended from Noah and his three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. There's a lot of speculation about which ethnicities come from which son of Noah, but what we really know is that those who descended from Shem are called Semites. We're familiar with the word anti-Semite, one who's against Jewish people. But Semites aren't only Jews, but they include all who speak the Semitic languages, including Arabic and Hebrew, Arabs and Jews. It was the descendants of Abraham who received the covenant of circumcision and of the blessed offspring that would bless all nations. It was the descendants of Israel who received the law from Moses, and the tabernacle, and the sacrifices, and the laws for the nation. Out of the whole world, God chose Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to be the line through which he would manifest his glory on earth, and the people through whom his Messiah would come. We are considering some of the seven Advent antiphons during our midweek service. You may have seen them on the opposite page of the hymn we just sung. These antiphons, which are the source for each verse of the hymn, O Come Emmanuel, these antiphons contain a messianic title, a Christ title, and they end with a petition for him to come. Last week we considered the title, Root of Jesse. This week we consider the title, King of the Nations. That is, the Messiah is the King of all nations, Jews and Gentiles. It reads, O King of the Nations, the ruler they long for, the cornerstone uniting all people, come and save us, all who you formed out of clay. Christ is the King of all nations on the earth. When he rose from the dead and ascended to the throne of God, the Messiah became the King of all nations. And so St. Paul writes in the book of Romans, For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, Therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing your name. And again it is said, Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again, Isaiah says, "The root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope." Someone might say the Gentiles, being outside of the covenant of Abraham and the law of Moses, couldn't hope for a Messiah because they didn't know God. But Gentiles were brought into God's people at various times throughout the Old Testament. Rahab and Ruth were Gentiles. Even Naaman the Syrian praised the God of Elisha. And Nebuchadnezzar praised the God of Daniel. But God promised Abraham that through his offspring all nations would be blessed. And what began incrementally throughout the Old Testament was made comprehensive to all people in the New. All nations have been waiting for the Messiah because all were created by him from clay. And all were given the breath of life. All nations were created in the image of God, of whom Christ is the image of God, restored to all humanity. All nations who survived the flood through Noah and his sons were given the sign of the rainbow, the sign of God's forbearance in passing over former sins until faith would come. But now faith has come. And the law of Moses has been superseded by it. What was once circumcision of the flesh for the Jews has become a baptism in the Spirit for all nations. What was once a teaching of new moons and Sabbaths for a chosen people has now become a teaching of grace and mercy and patience and loving kindness for all people. What was once a prohibition against drinking the blood of sacrificial animals has now become an invitation to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, that all nations may have life and have it in abundance.
O King of the nations, the ruler they long for, the cornerstone uniting all peoples, come and save us all, whom you formed out of clay.
We continue with the Magnificat.